AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Republicans blocked the creation of a bipartisan panel to study the January Capitol riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Six Republicans voted with Democrats to move forward, but that was six shy of the votes needed to overcome a GOP filibuster. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a shameful show of loyalty to former President Trump, who had urged Republicans to kill an investigation into the insurrection by his backers.
This vote has made it official. Donald Trump's big lie has now fully enveloped the Republican Party.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell argued the probe would be partisan, though the panel would have had five members from each party. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans in the Senate failed to uphold their oath.
Members of the Senate aren't sent to Washington to rubber stamp any party's views. They swear on oath to support and defend the Constitution. And today, unfortunately, they failed to do that.
President Biden's $6 trillion budget request includes increased safety net spending, as well as tax hikes on businesses and the wealthy. In Alexandria, Virginia today, at the start of Memorial Day weekend, the president talked about the increase in the number of people getting vaccinated.
And look at what that means. We aren't just saving lives, we're getting our lives back. Stores and restaurants up and down Main Street are hanging open signs on their front doors.
About 51% of Americans are now fully vaccinated. The president's goal is 70% by the 4th of July. The U.S. and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to take a deeper look into the possible origins of the coronavirus, including a new visit to China, where the first human cases were detected. Bill Cosby won't be paroled this year. He refused to take part in sex offender programs during his nearly 3 years in state prison in Pennsylvania. This is AP News. The European Medicines Agency has recommended use of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine for children 12 to 15.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month, as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission has given the Chinese-owned video app TikTok 1 month to answer complaints from a European consumer group over its commercial practices. The Commission said some contractual terms in TikTok's policies could be considered misleading and confusing, adding concerns relating to issues including hidden marketing and advertising strategies targeting children were raised. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.